Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Who's that one for again?
Howard.
What did we get him?
Floor seats to the Timberwolves' next game next week.
What? Where'd you get these?
We had Christian Laettner on the show last week. He gave them to me.
Jeez, we got great seats for Howard to go to a basketball game. Why don't we get him tickets to something he really understands, like ice capades?
Hayden, he is your boss, and it is Christmas.
Two miracles.
See you at home.
Mm. Oh, hey, Christine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dolph.
Hey, Duff.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to drop the gift off for you. I'm kind of in a rush.
You're not staying?
I'm already late for rehearsal. I'm in the Christmas pageant, playing one of the wise men.
Yeah, not a big turnout this year, huh?
Well, your coach is for you.
Oh, well, thanks, Dob. Hey, here, this is for you. Merry Christmas, Dobber.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too, Coach. All right, I'll see you later.
What the hell is this? Karaoke Junior. Oh, jeez.
I know exactly what to do. I think I'm gonna see the Knicks instead of you.
Second, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, what's up, Don?
Well, they changed the Christmas pageant this year. It used to be the narrator did all the talking. This year, the wise men have lines.
So?
Well, so it was challenging enough for me just to look wise, and I'm supposed to sound wise.
Well, Don, let me tell you something about wisdom. Sometimes the wisest thing is the simplest thing. See, make it simple.
How?
Well, what's the speech?
We have traveled a great many miles, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to bestow upon the blessed infant.
Okay, we got guests. We're tired. Where's the kid?
When did I come to the right guy?
Hey, Dolph. Good to see you. Hayden, you are not going to believe this.
I really don't have time for these interruptions. I'm really busy. I got to get all this work done before the break. You're welcome to stay, but please, just leave me alone.
Okay?
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, man. Jeez, look at this. Now, I didn't know that. That's... Oh, man, that does...
What?
Do you know there are over 7,000 other Van Dams living in this country right now? And every one of their names are in this book. Van Dams in America, A Family History.
Somebody wrote that book?
Yes, somebody wrote this book. This is for posterity. This is a piece of American heritage. Here, this is a vital historical document.
How'd you get it?
I said I'm 49.95 in my last name. Listen to this. The Van Dams in America can be traced back to three brothers. Jean, Martin, and Heinrich, who traveled to the New World from Amsterdam in 1648. Two of the brothers eventually left Amsterdam and settled in what is now Wisconsin. We've always been cheese people. Look at all these Van Dams. I mean, right here in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I thought you said you didn't have any family.
Yeah, well, I didn't know I had. I saw someone look like me once. I thought we might be related.
Where was he?
Yeah, he walked around the mall in his pajamas.
Okay, Luther. That's it? Okay, that's great. Just let me get back to work.
I just thought maybe, you know, maybe I might give him a call.
Go call him.
Can't just call out Blue Sky. They don't even know who I am. Of course, they might be glad to hear from family. I am family. Yeah, but they already have a family. What do they need me for? Should be nice to have family, though.
Okay. All right.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm
going to
call.
Oh, no, don't call him, Hayden. It's got to be embarrassing.
Okay, Herman Van Dam.
Don't call him, Hayden. Come on, what if he's not friendly? You know, what if he doesn't care about family?
Is this Herman Van Dam?
What if he's in the tub?
You please hold for Mr. Luther Van Dam?
Oh, no, I can't talk.
Are you still holding? Yeah, one moment, please.
Don't mean it's embarrassing.
This is your cousin Herman. Now talk to him, damn it! Talk to him!
Hello? Herman, you're not going to believe this. My name is Luther Van Dam, and actually, I think we're cousins. How are we related? Just a second. Let me tell you. Wait a minute. Wait just a second here. Okay, here it is. You have a grandfather, Franz, whose brother's name is Peter, right? All right. Okay. Peter is a great nephew of Klaus. And Klaus is the father of Willem, whose son is Victor, and I'm his son, Larry. Hold on, I went down the wrong branch there. Okay, here it is. Okay. Did you ever hear of a George Van Dam? Yeah. Well, okay, I'm his grandson, Luther. They named me after him. Yeah. He lived in Duluth. Right. Anyway, how's it going? So you live over there in St. Paul, huh? I work over here at Minnesota State here. I'm the defensive coordinator for the Screaming Eagles. Yeah, that's me. He's really excited.
We'll see if he wants to get together.
No. Hey, you want to get together? Yeah? Really? No. I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world. No. Yeah. Okay, Herman. Good. Right. Okay, I'll see you then. Oh, they have a family reunion in Minneapolis every year, the Sunday before Christmas. That's like in 2 days. I can't believe it. How am I going to get out of it?
Wait a minute, how are you going to get it? Luther, this is great. It's everything you've been dreaming about for the last, 2 minutes here.
No, but I was nervous just talking to one Van Dam. Herman says there's going to be 100 of them there. I mean, they're all going to know each other. I won't know anybody.
Well, I'll go with you. That way you'll know at least one person.
Well, I appreciate that,
Hayden. Yeah, that's no problem.
Yeah. Well, we don't have anything in common. What if they don't like me? What if I don't like them? Well, it turns out just to be awful.
Well, then you know you're really a family. Nice people.
Yeah.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Imagine how great it'd be if you actually went over and talked to one of them.
I'm going to Hayden. I just can't barge right up and start talking to them and having a party.
And you're invited. Jeez, Luth, I've known you a long time. I've never seen you this nervous around people before.
What if they don't believe I'm related? Hell, I don't even look like any of these people.
Herman Van Dam? I recognize you, Coach Fox. Congratulations to you both. Great season. Would you like to meet the rest of the family?
Maybe in a second, Herman. I tell you, I'm a little nervous right now.
Yeah, I understand, Luther, but you don't have to be. But whenever you're ready, just let me know. Sir. Glad you could make it. Let's go home now.
Come on, this is your family. You're a great guy. They're going to like you. Hell, I like you, and I don't like anybody.
That's true.
Now, you go over there and you let your cousin Herman introduce you to some members of your family.
I think somebody's lost weight.
Herman? Herman, I guess I'm ready now.
Wonderful. Everybody, this is Cousin Luther.
It's the Pee Wee League championship game, and these 10-year-old kids are looking at me and waiting for me to say something. And I mean, I'm their coach, and I don't know what play to call. It's fourth down, we're on our own 2-yard line, and we've had 3 block punts that day. And I'm totally stuck. Do you ever feel that way? Totally trapped in a situation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that goes. Hey, Hayden.
Hey, Luther.
Hey, Tom. Boy, this is really great.
What a really nice family I have.
Hayden, I want to thank you for convincing me to come.
My pleasure, Luther.
Hey, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Everywhere I look, there's another wonderful Van Damme. Oh, my. Look at those two little rascals. Can you just hug them to death?
Hey, you're cute.
Ed, hold it. Now, this is the picture, huh?
Sorry, it's just your Uncle Luther.
Could you just give us a little time?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Kids. Hey, Betty. Got some of that cake for me?
Boy, that is good cake.
Wow. Tried that? That is something.
Roy, right?
Yeah.
Have you tried any of this cake?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It is fantastic.
No, thank you.
You want to try just a little bit?
No, really.
Just a little teeny taste.
No, thank you.
Come on. We can share a piece of cake here with cousins.
Come on.
Just a little piece there.
I'm a diabetic.
What?
I'm a diabetic.
Oh, my God. Here, let me get it. Oh, no. It's okay. It's okay. Come on, it's okay. Just put it in my hand. We're related. It's okay.
Okay, no, please, just give me a glass of water.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let's give a diabetic some cake. Oh, wait a minute. How do you turn this off? Do you have any idea? This thing's broken. Does anybody know how to turn this off? Hold it. Wait. Come on. It's broken. God, somebody help me. I can't. The thing's broken. I can't. Does anybody know how to...
That's about like it was, right?
Hayden, I really made an ass out of myself last night.
Well, I think you're being a little hard on yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm going to make it up to him. Christmas Eve, I'm inviting all the Van Dams to spend it with Cousin Luther.
But Luther, you made a complete ass out of yourself last night.
Hey, it was just one of those nights everything went wrong. I mean, you're going to have those nights. I mean, how many times is a thing like that going to happen? How many times are you going to knock over a Christmas tree? I can count maybe 4 or 5 times in my whole life.
Luther?
I mean it, Hayden. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to do it upright. I'm going to get a nice Christmas tree. I'm going to have a big dinner and everything.
Luther, were you there? Didn't you see what happened? These people aren't going to come over to your house and spend Christmas Eve.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I think my family is a little bit better than that. I was nervous. They understand that. They're very forgiving people. We're known for that. The Van Dams are forgiving, cheese-loving people.
Okay. Maybe they'll forgive you in time. You know, maybe you can have them over for next Christmas. But come on, so why don't you spend this Christmas with us?
You don't have Christmas with your family. Hey, I like to have Christmas with my family.
Well, yeah, maybe that's not what they want, Luth. Please, come on. Spend Christmas with us.
I get it. You're jealous. Don't worry. I'll come over to your cabin Christmas morning. We'll see whose family gave him the best gifts.
Luther, you're my best friend, and I'm telling you, you are making a big mistake.
You know, this side of you is not very attractive. If you'll excuse me, I got a lot of calls to make. I have a very big family. Don't go crazy, Quincy. It's just me.
Wow, Mr. Van Damme, this place looks great.
Well, it's Christmas. Look at this. What do you think?
I think you should get out more.
Well, I know I've gone a little overboard, but I'm having my family over for Christmas for the first time. Figure, you know, nothing's too good for them.
All right, all set, Mr. Van Damme. Your two hams are in there.
Okay. Here you go.
Wow, this is a 20.
Yeah, I didn't catch you the last 5-10 years. Merry Christmas.
You too, Mr. Van Damme.
Whoa. Messages.
Number of messages received, 39.
Hello, Luther. This is Tom Van Damme. We can't make it tonight. Pauline's not feeling well, so we're staying in. Merry Christmas. Hi, Luther. This is Cousin Roy. I can't get my car started, so I won't be able to see you. Maybe next Christmas. Bye.
Hi, this is Millie Van Damme calling. I can't make it, but thanks for inviting me. Sorry, Rufus.
Hi, Luther. This is Cousin Ed Van Damme. Listen, one of the twins fell off her sled, and she's a little shaken up.
Christine, I want to thank you for that great present you and Hayden gave Howard. We're really enjoying the karaoke machine.
In fact, we brought it over tonight. After dinner, we can all sing to it.
We got a new tape. It has Whoop, There It Is.
Well, that'll be fun. Right, Hayden?
Hmm?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Look, if you're still worried about Luther, maybe you should call him. See how his party is going.
Okay.
Hey, maybe someone will show up.
Hey, Luth.
Hayden!
How's the party going?
Oh, great! Hey, that boy, it's going great. What a turnout! Excuse me. Can I get through here?
It's great, Luth.
Hey, you're gonna have to talk louder. I can hardly hear you. Hey, Betsy, say the dance for me, okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got plenty of eyes here. Hey, Luther, how about some of that champagne? Okay, let's go. There you go.
Hey, sounds pretty wild.
Come on. Hey, I'm gonna have to hang up. I'll call you tomorrow. That is, if we're not still partying. See ya.
guys doing here?
Yeah, well, our party was kind of a dud, so we figured we'd come over here.
Well, you just missed everybody. We left like 10 minutes ago. Oh.
Can we come in?
Sure.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Listen, I know you got a big family and everything, but, you know, we were just figuring ours was one person short.
Thanks, Abe.
Hey, come on, everybody. The food's getting cold.
Wait a minute. I just have to do one thing.
Oh,
now we can eat.